is News Today with WDW News Today. I am Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Here now is the news for April 3rd, 2023. Quick note, as many of you know, Tom Corliss is off to Japan for 3 weeks, so a mixed cast of characters, including myself, will be bringing you the news for a few weeks. I hope everybody's okay with that. I hope Tom has a great time while he's out there and doesn't have to worry about us holding down the fort. Last night, crowds gathered at the Magic Kingdom for the last performance ever of Disney Enchantment, the nighttime spectacular, which debuted on October 1st, 2021, with the 50th anniversary Walt Disney World. And now it has concluded its run to make way for its predecessor, Happily Ever After, as the celebration comes to its conclusion as well. The show debuted when the world's most magical celebration began back on October 1st of 2021. It debuted to some mixed reviews, let's be honest. Fans criticized it for its lack of connection to the history of Walt Disney World. That was later remedied a little bit by them adding a bit at the beginning with Walt and Roy Disney. It largely focused on newer Disney films instead of the older traditional stuff that people had celebrated for 50 years. Additionally, the structure of the show itself and its message were also broadly criticized. Many said it fell flat compared to Happily Ever After, which, let's be honest, it's regarded by many as Disney's best nighttime spectacular in any park ever. You can watch a video of the final performance from last night right here on our channel. And you can stay tuned tonight. We will be there for the return of Happily Ever After. We recently did attend a cast member preview for Happily Ever After, but tonight, we'll get to see it without that giant 50th medallion over the clock on the castle. Speaking of which, the 50th anniversary decorations are being removed. And last night, the large 50 medallion was taken off the Cinderella Castle clock. While the 50th anniversary celebration ended on March 31st, the medallion, well, likely needed to stay there for the final performance of Enchantment because there are, several projections that take place on there and everything else. At this time, the bunting and spire ribbons remain on the castle, but Disney has confirmed that those will be removed over the course of maybe several days, several weeks. All 50th anniversary decor is expected to be removed across the four parks of Walt Disney World Resort as this 18-month celebration comes to its conclusion. Disney has announced that the celebratory embellishments, they're going to be removed in phases, and we'll keep track of those for you. In a reflection of the change in lineup, the Disney Enchantment poster featured on the walls of the Magic Kingdom entrance tunnels has also been replaced by the poster for Happily Ever After. The poster looks the same as the one that hung there in the previous run. The poster features Cinderella Castle transforming into other famous Disney landmarks surrounded by classic characters. A Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny meet and greet has opened at the Magic Kingdom for 2023's Easter season. Guests can find the Easter bunnies at the gazebo in Liberty Square. That's behind Ye Olde Christmas Shop. Guests get a postcard print featuring a purple and yellow Easter egg already signed by Mr. and Mrs. Easter Bunny. The other side reads, "Happy Easter," and features the Magic Kingdom logo. The two Easter bunnies are dressed in soft pastels with floral accents. If you're good, maybe you can catch them in your house over the weekend. But if, you know, you want to do it the easy way, you can just come to the Magic Kingdom and meet them. They are appearing throughout the day. Did you know there's a way you can save big at Disney Deluxe Resorts? One of today's show sponsors, DVC Rental Store, is a great way for you to plan a luxury Disney vacation on a modest budget. You don't need to sign up for a full DVC contract, but instead, they will allow you to rent the points you need for a magical stay. It really is the best way to stay deluxe at a fraction of the cost. And now, thanks to their lowest price guarantee offer, you'll always have the best price on the market. The rooms are discounted up to 75%, and they have the largest member inventory for points. So, lots to choose from. You can search their availability for free right now, which is actually not something that all rental companies offer. And if you do choose to book, they have a great cancellation policy and a low down payment. DVC Rental Store is the number one DVC rental company in the U.S., and it's one we have used many times over. We had a great experience with them before we ever made a partnership, so we definitely recommend them. If you are looking to rent points for your next Disney vacation, head to our description to check them out. Tron Light Cycle Run opens tomorrow, and in preparation, it was not available for soft opening previews this morning at the Magic Kingdom. While the ride has been operating in fairly regular intervals for the last couple of weeks, it officially opens tomorrow. And you know what that means? Merch. While the opening of Tomorrowland Launch Depot has been delayed, along with my Tron Identity Program appointment, by the way, Star Traders is preparing to sell Tron merchandise starting tomorrow. They added a number of extra registers in preparation for the crowds. In addition, a pop-up shop will be created in the former Stitch's Great Escape. We received some conflicting information from cast members, asked around a little bit about how guests are going to be able to shop. It seems that guests whose Tron Identity Program reservations for opening day were canceled, and possibly some invited guests, will have access to the Tomorrowland Launch Depot. No other guests will be able to go in that store, at least according to what we were told. Other guests will be able to join a virtual waiting list to shop in Star Traders or in that pop-up shop at Stitch's Great Escape. As far as cast members were aware, the Star Traders and Stitch's Great Escape virtual wait list will be separate. Some cast members also noted that standby may be available at Star Traders. So it may be a little chaotic tomorrow. Try to be patient with the cast members as they try to work through this. I know they have to be nervous already. They're turning over Star Traders overnight and into all Tron merchandise from what it is now. And I'm sure that they're going to do their best to help you out. They also suggested all three shopping locations will have the same merchandise, except maybe a few exclusive items at that Tomorrowland Launch Depot. Since we're closing shows, well, last night guests at Epcot got a final chance to say goodbye to Harmonious, the nighttime spectacular that was introduced as part of the world's most magical celebration. The polarizing barges exploded in glorious fire and color, saying goodbye to the fans one last time before they are removed from World Showcase Lagoon for good. Harmonious debuted on October 1st of 2021 using five barges within the waters of the World Showcase Lagoon for delivering an all-new 20-minute nighttime fireworks spectacular. Harmonious featured a soundtrack of 15 songs with 13 languages from 240 artists around the world. Harmonious closed with the song Someday from The Hunchback of Notre Dame. Last night, for the final time, the narrator then proclaimed, "You raise your voice, and it's enough to lift the human spirit. Set the song inside you soaring, and the whole wide world will hear it." A fireworks finale brought an end to Harmonious at Epcot. Cranes were already in place. They've been waiting around the World Showcase to remove the barges following that final performance. The barges were widely criticized as unsightly, and they impeded the stunning vistas of the lagoon, of course, on the other side. In addition, they were plagued by a number of problems, ranging from, malfunctioning equipment to, setting buildings on fire. They've been blamed for a lot of things. They have been removed also from the My Disney Experience app and from the new park map and the Walt Disney World website. Now they'll be removed to make way for Epcot Forever, a temporary nighttime show that will return tonight. It was first introduced on October 1st, 2019, and it features jet skis, kites, fireworks, lighting effects, and more. It has music that celebrates some of the park's original attractions. Epcot Forever is intended to bridge the gap. And now as we go towards the Disney 100 show that's gonna launch later this year, we have videos of Harmonious and of Epcot Forever right here on our YouTube channel. Disney CEO Bob Iger indicated during today's shareholders meeting that Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, will be the final piece of the major Epcot expansion. Iger said Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, marks Disney's completion of our spectacular transformation of Epcot. Footage of Iger touring the attraction showed that it is nearly complete. you're a big fan of the Loki series on Disney Plus, head over to Keystone Clothiers at Disney's Hollywood Studios to pick up your very own alligator Loki shoulder plush. Lately, we've seen a lot of new shoulder plush characters, including Abu from Aladdin, and of course, our favorite Chubby, Chubby the Merchandise Bird, as we call him, from Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. This shoulder plush is based on Alligator Loki, a variant of Loki from the Disney Plus series, Loki. He debuted on episode 4, the Nexus event, and quickly became the most popular Loki variant, thus giving him his very own shoulder plush. The alligator is featured wearing Loki's signature golden horned helmet. The horned helmet was the helmet that Loki wore during his time as an Asgardian member of the royal family and during his crusades. The horns are a symbol of his sorcery. The back of the shoulder plush is detailed with scutes, which are the bumps in the back of an alligator's back. Random fun fact, these scutes act as heat conductors for alligators. There's your fun fact of the day. Each shoulder plush then comes with a small fabric-covered magnet pad, and that is, there's instructions if you need to figure out how to use the magnet. To confuse you even more, there was also recently, you didn't imagine it, there was recently an alligator Loki plush available at Islands of Adventure for Universal fans. So, that Marvel thing between Disney and Universal keeps going, even with alligator Loki. Narcoossee's has reopened at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa with a revamped interior and menu. The restaurant has been closed for refurbishment since June of 2022. Narcoossee's is a Disney signature dining experience, which offers fine dining with a magical flair. Please be advised that there is a dress code for this restaurant. According to Disney's website, guests are expected to dress accordingly in attire that respects the restaurant's sophisticated and upscale aesthetic. Clothing should be clean, neat, and in good condition. And please, no swimwear. Leave your Speedo back at the resort. You can visit our site for a full tour of the restaurant. Its new interior has been revamped, as well as a detailed review of the dining experience. That was our own Jason Diffendahl took his family there, and they had a wonderful experience. And speaking of signature dining, with the 50th anniversary now over, California Grill at Disney's Contemporary Resort has brought out a new and refreshed prefix menu service. Naturally, we decided to visit the signature dining experience here and see what they had to offer on that first day. The new California Grill dinner costs $89 per adult or $39 per child. Signature wine pairing is available for an additional $39, and a deluxe wine pairing is $69. For a full review, check out our site. Lee and I went there with Tom on Saturday, and we had a great time. Well, in case you thought the battle between Disney and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was over, nope, not even close. DeSantis has officially ordered an investigation into potential civil and criminal violations of the previous Reedy Creek Improvement District Board of Supervisors. The executive office of the governor shared the following letter from Governor DeSantis to Melinda Miguel, Chief Inspector General of the state of Florida. It outlines the ordered investigation. Dear Ms. Miguel, on February 27, 2023, I signed House Bill 9B, Reedy Creek Improvement District, Orange and Osceola Counties, which replaced the Disney-controlled Reedy Creek Improvement District, RCID, with a new Central Florida Tourism Oversight District, or CFTOD, oh boy. I'm going to go crazy on acronyms, and appointed 5 new members to the CFTOD board. Recently, the new board members informed the public that they had uncovered that immediately before the enactment of House Bill 9B, the RCID Board of Supervisors attempted to enter into last-minute development and restrictive covenant agreements with Walt Disney Parks and Resorts U.S. Incorporated, Walt Disney World, designed to usurp the authority of the CFTOD board. These collusive and self-dealing arrangements aim to nullify the recently passed legislation, undercut Florida's legislative process, and defy the will of Floridians. In addition, based on initial observations of counsel, the RCID board's actions appear to suffer from serious legal infirmities, including, among other things, inadequate notice, lack of consideration, improper delegation of authority, and ethical violations such as conflicts of interest and self-dealing. Therefore, pursuant to Section 14.32 Florida statutes, I formally request that you, as the Chief Inspector General of the State of Florida, in consultation with the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, launch a thorough review and investigation into the actions of the RCID Board of Supervisors described above. Such investigation should include analysis of the following: RCID's adherence to applicable Florida civil and criminal laws and ethics, the qualifications of RCID's prior Board of Supervisors and the legal validity of their actions, the involvement of Walt Disney World employees and agents in the execution of RCID's actions, any financial gain or benefit derived by Walt Disney World as a result of RCID's actions, and RCID's justification for such actions, all RCID board employee or agent communications related to RCID's actions, including those with Walt Disney World employees and agents, and all RCID board employee or agent communications related to House Bill 9B, Reedy Creek Improvement District, Orange and Osceola Counties, and the CFT-OD. Any legal or ethical violations should be referred to the appropriate authorities. Thank you for your prompt attention in this matter. Part of me wants to eat popcorn and watch this whole thing go down, and part of me wants to just go to sleep and wake up when it's all over. However, if you thought this was over, no, because during the shareholder call today, Bob Iger addressed this, addressing the Reedy Creek Improvement District situation in Florida during the shareholder meeting. The Walt Disney Company CEO said the company was exercising their right to free speech and Governor DeSantis is now retaliating against them. Iger said, "We love the state of Florida," citing the company's various investments in the community over the years and saying he respected and appreciated what the state has done for Disney in the past. He referenced former CEO Bob Chapek denouncing the parental rights in education bill that was so controversial last year and said that though the position was not well handled, the company still has a right to free speech. He directly accused Governor Ron DeSantis of retaliating against Disney and punishing them for exercising a constitutional right. DeSantis has been outspoken against Disney ever since they condemned the bill and has since taken over Reedy Creek with the Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board. Iger cited the 75,000 employees they have in Florida and 50 million visitors they brought in this year alone, including 8 million internationally. He pointed out that Disney is the largest taxpayer in the state. They are planning on creating 13,000 new jobs and thousands of indirect jobs, as well as attracting millions more tourists. He said, "Any action that thwarts these efforts simply to retaliate is anti-business and anti-Florida." Iger also announced during this call that Disneyland and Walt Disney World will not be bringing back the Premier Pass. He stated that there was, quote, "not enough interest, and the Premier Pass didn't really achieve much in the way of accessibility." The Disney Premier Pass was the ultimate pass that allowed United States residents to access the Walt Disney World Resort Parks and Disneyland Resort Parks for an entire year. The price for the pass began at $700 when it was first introduced, and that was in 2010. And then by the time they got rid of it, it was over $2,000, and now it's been discontinued seemingly forever. I know it's going to make Tom sad, maybe a few other people that go to Disneyland several times a year, or vice versa, Disneyland people that come to Walt Disney World several times a year. For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that didn't make it on today's show, be sure to check out WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. Special shout out to all the Wix members watching who make this show happen every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.